Courage to Change, One Day at a Time in Al-Anon. May 10th. I am so grateful to belong to a fellowship where everyone speaks for himself or herself. Al-Anon has no spokesperson, no authority who tells what our experience has been. I am the only one who can tell my story. I find it very comforting to be part of a group of people who share some of my problems and feelings. Although we have much in common, each Al-Anon member has unique wisdom to offer. Through the interchange of experience, strength, and hope, we learn specific ways in which fellow members have applied the Al-Anon program to their situations. Taking what we like and leaving the rest, each of us is free to benefit from this individual approach to our common purpose, recovery from the effects of alcoholism. So when I share in a meeting, I try to avoid phrases such as, "This is a problem for us," or "We tend to do that." Instead, I look at sharing as an opportunity to see myself more clearly. Today's reminder. Today, I will speak for myself, secure in the fact that I am supported by a fellowship of men and women who understand as perhaps few others can. Our recovery is reflected in our ability to tell our own story, not that of an alcoholic or another Al-Anon or Al-Ateen member. Why anonymity in Al-Anon? From the book, Courage to Change. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright, Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.